Jammu na tiravana chare. Jammu na tiravana chare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Janavalava Girivaradhare. Gopi Janavalava Girivaradhare. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chare. Jamuna Tiravana Chare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Parivraj Acharya Ashtotara Shata Shishimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parivraj Acharya Ashtotara Shata Shishimad, His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Grantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Itai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru Vanshi Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 7, Lord Shiva saved the universe by drinking poison. Texts 34 and 35. So we're reading responsible 35, so I'm going to read 34. Sanskrit and translation. Tatasya te sat asyato parata parasya nanja swarupa gamane prabhavanti bhumna brahma dajakin utat samstavane bhajamtu tat sarga sarva visaya apishakti mantram. Translation. Even personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot understand your position, for you are beyond the moving and non-moving creations. Since no one can understand you in truth, how can one offer you prayers? It is impossible. As far as we are concerned, we are creatures of Lord Brahma's creation. Under the circumstances, therefore, we cannot offer adequate prayers, but as far as our ability allows, we have expressed our feelings. Text number 35. Itat param prapasyamo. Na param te maheshwara. Mridanaya hi lokasya vyaktiste vyaktakarmanah etat param prapashyamo na param te maheshwara mridanaya hi lokasya vyaktiste vyaktakarmanah etat param prapashyamo na param te maheshwaram mridanaya hi lokasya vyaktiste vyaktakarmanah. Please chant. Matajis. Etat, all these things, param, transcendental, prapashyamaha, we can see, na, not, param, the actual transcendental position, te, of your lordship, maha ishvara, O great ruler, Mridanaya, for the happiness, he indeed, Lokasya, of all the world, Vyaktihi, manifested, Te, of your lordship, Avyaktakarmanaha, whose activities are unknown to everyone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O greatest of all rulers, your actual identity is impossible for us to understand. As far as we can see, your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone. Beyond this, no one can appreciate your activities. We can see this much and nothing more. Purport. When the demigods offered these prayers to Lord Shiva, their inner purpose was to please him so that he will rectify the disturbing situation created by the Halahala poison. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:20, Kamaistas tarihrita jnana prapadyante niyadevataha. When one worships demigods, this is certainly because of a deep-rooted desire he wants to fulfill by the mercy of those demigods. People are generally attached to the worship of the demigods for some motive. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Shatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, the prayers offered by the demigods to Lord Shiva. So we've been hearing through the last week, more or less, different wonderful prayers directed at Lord Shiva. And we've been discussing Lord Shiva's position, especially because if we take this part, part of the discussions that we have is we take this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam not in the context of the whole Bhagavatam, then we can be confused about Lord Shiva's position. And the prayers that are offered are prayers that we often identify through the Bhagavatam, of prayers that are offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the question may be, well, is it Lord Shiva in the same level of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because he is addressed, you know, in different ways through these prayers that one may think like that. And if we take the Bhagavatam as a full body of knowledge, then it's very clear what is Lord Shiva's position. So we discussed thoroughly that Lord Shiva, as the representative, as an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can be addressed as a representative like that, in the same manner that we address, you know, great personalities in the disciplic line, the spiritual master as a representative of Krishna. We address Srila Prabhupada in the Guru Vandana prayers, Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. We discuss that he is an ocean of mercy. He's the Lord and Master of all the devotees, like that. So, having that very clear, and I wanted to read Srila Prabhupada saying something very specific on this matter. And in Prabhupada's very clear and sort of, you know, factual and common sense, almost like, you know, isn't that so clear? You know, like when Prabhupada speaks and answers these very sometimes confusing esoteric questions that people bring up, especially in this particular instance, was in a morning walk in Bombay of an Indian gentleman. No, sorry, in Mauritius, not in Bombay, in Mauritius. Of an Indian descendant gentleman that was asking, well, here in Mauritius, most of the temple, Hindu temples, they worship Lord Shiva. So they have this conception of Lord Shiva as God. And Srila Prabhupada just answered, like, you know, there's not much confusion in that. It's just very clear. If you take, you know, if you read throughout the different past tense of Krishna, then you can understand very clear. So I read the conversation. This was in 1975 in Mauritius, morning walk. Devotee asked, Srila Prabhupada, I was asked a question. Oh, sorry. So is the devotee asking, you know, Prabhupada, how he should deal with someone asking this question? Srila Prabhupada, I was asked a question by a man. He asked that Lord Shiva, Lord Ramachandra was praying to Lord Shiva in the Ramayana. And so he's talking to Lord Shiva as being God. And we didn't have a clear answer to him. Prabhupada, devotee, could you instruct us on this matter? Why? Prabhupada, Lord Ramachandra worships his devotee, just like sometimes Krishna worships Radharani and touch her feet. That does not mean that Krishna, just like Krishna was tolerating ear pulling by Mother Yasoda, that does not mean that Mother Yasoda is a supreme. Krishna was carrying the wooden shoes of Nanda Maharaj, so that does not mean Nanda Maharaj is greater than Krishna. It is Krishna's pleasure. Just like sometimes a father takes a son on the shoulders, carries, does it mean that the father is inferior than the son? So this is third class man's conclusion. They do not know is Krishna. What is Rama? What is Krishna? Krishna says that Aham Adir Hidevanam. So he is the origin of Lord Shiva. So how Shiva can be supreme? We have to consult Shastra. Krishna does not say that Shiva is supreme. So if a third class man says Shiva is supreme, we have to accept it. We are preaching Krishna consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, that is supreme, not a third class man's version. Is it clear? Yes. We should not take a third class, fourth class man version. We should take from the Shastras. Then the Indian man asked, Swamiji, Shiva is not another name of God? Prabhupada. Yes, Shiva is next to God, just like yogurt, dahi. You know dahi? What is dahi? Milk, but it's not milk. Dahi is not anything but milk, but it's not milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva is nothing but Vishnu, but is not Vishnu. Is it clear now? You can say, well, dahi is nothing but milk. Yes, but it's not milk. If instead of milk you take dahi, the result would be different. And if you take milk instead of dahi, that will be different. Although the milk and dahi is the same thing, same ingredients. You have to understand in that way. Lord Shiva is non-different from the Supreme Lord. Everyone is non-different from the Supreme Lord, but he's still different. This is the perfect philosophy, achintya bheda bheda tattva. Simultaneously, one and different. Indian man, Swamiji, in all temples in Mauritius, the Supreme Deity, Prabhupada, Supreme Deity is Vishnu. Indian man, but we consider Lord Shiva to be Supreme Deity because we, Prabhupada, but that is your lack of knowledge. I have already explained that yogurt is not different from milk. It is milk, but still, it is not milk. You have to understand like that. Lord Shiva is not different from Vishnu, but he is still not Vishnu. Indian man, do we offer the prayers first to Shiva? Prabhupada, that you do. There is no harm. Lord Shiva is called Mahadev. Among the demigods, he is the chief. So if you worship Lord Shiva, we also worship Shiva. It's not that we disrespect Shiva. We offer our utmost respect to Lord Shiva. But that does not mean that he's the Supreme Lord. Indian man, The difference that is there, Swamiji, Prabhupada. Difference I have already explained. You cannot understand? Indian man. No. We pray Shiva first, and then we go to pray Krishna. Prabhupada. So that you do. There is no harm. But you should understand what is Shiva and what is Vishnu. If you offer first prayer to Lord Shiva, there is no harm. It is good. It is Vaishnava Yata Sambhu. He is our spiritual master. He is Vaishnava. Why not offer first respect to him? But if you take Lord Shiva as the supreme, that is insult. You are giving me respect as a spiritual master. But if you give me overestimation that you are the king of the whole world, that is insult. That is insult. That is not prayer. If you offer me a prayer as I am befitting, then that is all right. But if you give me prayer for which I am not befitting, that is insult. That is insult. So you must know what is the position of Lord Shiva. What is the position of Lord Shiva? Is Vaishnava. He is the greatest devotee. He is number one demigod. And everything is all right. But if you say that he is the supreme, then he will feel insulted. What is this nonsense saying? So don't insult him in that way. That will go against your credit. He doesn't like that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So that's very clear to understand the whole context. And one interesting thing that Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport is that there is a motivation by the demigods when they approach Lord Shiva. In fact, they were following the instruction of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu directed. Then when they turned to Lord Vishnu for, now we have this deadly poison coming out, actually like an ocean of poison, basically. It was so much of that poison, the Hala Hala poison. And when they turn to Lord Vishnu, now what do we do? You know, to solve this problem. Then Lord Vishnu directed, go to Lord Shiva and pray to Lord Shiva. So, in general, when people approach either Krishna's representative or Krishna's directly for prayers, generally there's a motivation. In this case, Prabhupada points out that people with material motivations, they generally go to the demigods to fulfill those desires. And why do they go to the demigods? Well, is the system that Krishna has provided for the world to fulfill material desires. Now, because also is taking out of context, you know, when in the Vedas, the instructions are there that if you want to achieve certain things, you know, you approach a particular demigod. So if you want education, then you approach Mother Saraswati. If you want health, then you approach the sun god. If you want wealth, then you approach Lakshmi Devi, and so on like that. So the demigods can provide a material prosperity when you go to them and prayer, you know, and offer prayers. And but that is a system that has been established by Krishna. Krishna is the one who provides the Vedas. And just similar in this case, Krishna is directing the demigods to go and pray to Lord Shiva to obtain, you know, a solution of this material problem. And if you take it out of context, it's an insult. Out of context is if we see, okay, I'm going to pray to this personality, the sun god, to give me health, but because I'm praying to this personality who is bestowing this, then he's supreme. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. So that is not correct. So, but the natural situation is that when we come to the conditions of when he approaches a controller or a great personality, then in general we come with a motivation. And that also falls true with devotees or those chaturvidha bhajanteman, those the pious people who approach the personality of Godhead. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita there's four classes of man who comes to him: chaturvidha bhajanteman, jana sukriti narjuna, artha jigyasar artati jana. What is it? Yanaman Bharatashata. That four classes of men approach him, and they all have a motivation. So in the beginning, it is something that is in generally very natural that is there. We have mix. When we approach God, there is mixed intentions. We have personal intentions, and there is some understanding or devotion to someone who is greater like that. And it's very natural. And so the artha, someone who is looking for wealth. The artharti is someone who is in great distress. Or is it the other way? Artha, is it right? Artha is distress, artharti is the one who wants wealth, who's looking for some financial solutions, you know. And then the jigyasur is someone who's inquisitive. And the gyanamam is someone who's looking for the absolute truth. there's all these motivations that mix things, and it's natural. But when it comes to the personality of Godhead, then automatically there's something that is very wonderful that happens, that Krishna not only provides the things that you are actually praying for or looking for from him, but he provides in such a way that he takes away the desire that first brings, you know, that approaching, that mixed desire, that is taken away. And we see throughout the Bhagavatam many examples in the situation of someone who approaches Krishna with a desire and is praying to Krishna to fulfill that desire, and Krishna fulfills his desires but takes away completely the motivation. And that's the wonderful, you know, position of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is a prayer as the best of all masters, because he just not fulfill your desires and let you, you know, rotten in the material world with those things, but he takes away, you know, the cause, the motivation. In the case of Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted, you know, the greatest kingdom of the earth, of the whole universe, actually. He wanted a kingdom greater than his father and greater than his grandfather, who was Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma is the highest realm in the whole universe. So he really wanted something beyond this universe, which was a Vaikuntha, you know, kingdom. And he was given that by Lord Vishnu. But once he was touched by Lord Vishnu, when he had that connection, that contact, he considered what he was asking like broken pieces of glass. So the initial motivation was completely finished. So it's a very important, you know, wonderful aspect of our devotional service, to offer prayers. It's one of the 9 processes of devotion. And in this case, you know, the demigods are offering prayers to Lord Shiva, and they have a motivation. But they're also following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. And it's explained that they do have the proper conception. They do have the proper conception. And they approaching Lord Shiva with this proper conception. So therefore, everything is quite appropriate in this situation. And Lord Shiva indeed was very pleased. And he resolved the great problem of this poison by drinking the whole ocean of poison. So prayers with the proper understanding is a big part of our devotional practices. So we have Srila Jiva Goswami explains that there are 9 processes of devotional service. And these 9 processes are Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So what is it? Then Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting, Vishnu Smaranam, remembering the Lord, the personality of Godhead. Then we have Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Archanam, worshipping the deity worship of the Lord. Bandhanam, prayers and Dasyam serving the Lord, Sakyam establishing or cultivating a friendship towards the Lord. What is it? Dasyam Sakyam. Atmanivedanam, which is that surrendering one's everything that we have for the Lord. So Vandanan is prayers, and basically in devotional service everything that we do is involved with a prayer, starting with the chanting of the holy name. The chanting of the holy name, which is the prime means, you know, or the prime practice, devotional practice that we are being given by Lord Chaitanya, is offered as a prayer. So we hear and chant the holy name, but the mood that was Srila Prabhupada trained us is that it's a prayer. What is that prayer? Oh, Hare, please engage me in the supreme service of the Father Hari, like that, the Krishna and Rama. So it's a prayer that is instructed us, that we instructed to offer to the Lord. And in the Shikshastaka, basically these are all eight prayers that Lord Chaitanya offers that are very, very, very beautiful. Aji nanda tanyuja kinkaram patitam bambishame babam mudao kripaya tabapada pankaja stita duli shadrisha bichintaya. That, O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So these are all prayers. And we are instructed by Srila Prabhupada that we get into the mood of prayer, and we learn these prayers from the great examples of devotees that are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we study the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, we study the prayers of Queen Kunti. These are famous prayers that, you know, we have throughout the Bhagavatam. We just heard the prayers of Gajendra, and constantly it's full of so many, basically every chapter there's prayers. And we learn how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to prayers. It's a very important part. And and the mood should be, especially the motivation, is we have to pay attention to that. We pay attention of the motivation, because the fact is that we do have material circumstances that we are confronted with. In the process of devotional service, especially, Nityananda Prana was explaining the other day that we can run a parallel of the churning of the ocean of milk with our process of anartha nivritti. That when we come to devotional service, then a churning happens within our heart, and then this poison starts to come, which is the anarthas. So we're confronted with all these obstacles in the life of devotional service, and we can pray to the Lord to please free us, just like this prayer of Ajinanda Tanuja Kinkaram. I'm in this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up. Pick me up, but pick me up what? And place me at your lotus feet. So what is the lotus feet of Lord Krishna? What is that understanding? The devotee, we learn that the motivation that we have for praying to the Lord is that we want to be placed at His lotus feet, because at His lotus feet there will be basically the position that is called Vaikuntha. There will be no anxiety. There will be no anxiety, we will be perfectly situated. And that's the type of liberation that the devotee wants. The devotee doesn't necessarily want to be taken out of this ocean of birth and death and be placed, you know, in eternally in the spiritual world. That's not necessarily what the devotee wants, because the devotee understands that even birth after birth, even coming to this material world, I can be taking birth after birth after birth in this material world. So, but as long as I'm serving, you know, the personality of Godhead, as long as I'm situated in the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. So we hear that prayer of Lord Chaitanya. Nadananda jananda sundarin kavitam bhajagat isha kamaje mama jammani jammani shware babatad bhakti rahai tuki twayi. That if I'm situated in this ahai tuki bhakti, this unmotivated devotional service, then that's all I want. I don't want liberation. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers, fame, beautiful woman, like that, Lord Chaitanya prayers. So that is the right motivation. The motivation that we have is that we want to be situated in pure devotional service, in which actual material motivations are removed. They're not there, and there is in an uninterrupted. That's the mood of prayer. And in the case of the demigods, in this case, they pray for the Lord to actually, or in this case, they pray to Lord Shiva, directed by the Lord, to remove this huge obstacle. Not necessarily. When Papa let us know here that they do have mixed motivations, but nevertheless, they're in the right path because they're following the instructions of the Lord. In our case, we're receiving Lord Chaitanya's instructions, and we're receiving Lord Chaitanya's example, and is a very, very elevated, you know, path. And that if we analyze it at face value, is quite mind-boggling that just regular people, like most of us, is exposed and brought into this, you know, like most exalted process that even demigods not necessarily have in all these narrations, like that type of access. So it's quite wonderful. Any comments or questions? Yes. Jai Nitai Gaura Hari Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. For the past week, like you were saying, that we've been seeing that there's some similarities in the way that the demigods are praying to Lord Shiva, as in the similar way that they would pray to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And in this verse today, something, due to this topic, something stuck out a bit. It seems that though they're worshiping Lord Shiva as the Supreme Controller, transcendental to that which is moving and non-moving, in the same verse, they juxtapose that, it seems, to themselves as we are only creations of Lord Brahma. And that element seems quite different than the way they would address the Supreme Lord, because it's almost to juxtapose themselves a bit, that I think in the face of Lord Vishnu, they wouldn't say, oh, I'm only a creation of Lord Brahma. It seems that there is a bit of a juxtaposition in that it's like, well, we're also demigods. We're creations of Lord Brahma. Whereas in front of the Supreme Lord, even that, it's in a way it's humble, but in a way it's not as humble. I mean, in front of Lord Krishna, I don't think they would be saying, we're creations of Lord Brahma. We're only creations of Lord Brahma. In front of Lord Krishna, something like that would almost go without saying. In front of Lord Vishnu, they were saying, you know, please be pleased with us. We're just completely fallen. These kind of prayers seem a bit different. Yeah. I just noticed that difference.
Yeah, and it's a good observation. What I understand, in one sense, is that they actually, specifically, and they understand they're talking to Lord Shiva. And you know, they're directing those prayers to Lord Shiva. So it's very personal. They pointing out the factual thing that Lord Shiva, even Lord Brahma is, you know, that Lord Shiva is superior to Lord Brahma, which is a factual thing. And so Lord Brahma, who is the, you know, the demigods are created by Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma cannot even understand you, you know, what to speak of ourselves, which are, you know, the creations of Lord Brahma. So as far as we're concerned, you know, we this is this much we can understand. We cannot, you know, really approach, you know, any type of understanding of your personality. And then we just offer our sincere prayers. You know, this much, this is the way we can express, you know, our feelings. That's basically what they say. So they're recognizing their position, and they're recognizing the special position of Lord Shiva, you know, which is also quite esoteric, you know, as we've been hearing. You know, Lord Shiva is, his body is actually Sachidananda that we hear is one of the so, you know, there's many things. He never changes. He's just always Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma changes like that. So it's recognizing that. It's recognizing that. That he has a very special position, and is also, you know, a direct expansion of Lord Vishnu. And then that part that I think is very relevant, that Prabhupada explains, that when they, these prayers that are given to Lord Shiva, that are pretty much applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that Prabhupada explains in the purport, like, this is, these prayers are actually directed at Lord Vishnu. The parts, the prayers that, you know, depict or express Lord Shiva as the Supreme Paramatma, Supreme Controller, etc., etc., the cause of all causes. And Prabhupada explains that the aspect of Lord Shiva that is before coming in contact with the material energy, that is like Lord Vishnu. But when it comes to the material energy in contact, then that is, you know, the Lord Shiva, the Mahadev, you know, Rudra, like that. But the aspect that is called Sada Shiva or Hara, that is none different than Lord Vishnu. So it's quite mind, you know, it's quite a mind thing, you know. Therefore, we're just creations of Lord Brahma, so as much as we can understand, you know, Hare Krishna. You know, anyway, that much I can say. Any comments on that or question? Yes, bro.
So, It's actually as if they're looking at the Supreme Lord from a different view. They still acknowledge that they're looking at that final comment. I don't fully understand. I understand the words, but yeah.
Yeah, I think they have to be, you know, it's almost that, you know, you praising a great personality. Suppose when we praise, you know, Chita Prabhupada like that, or, you know, any of our great acharyas. You know, we offer very chosen prayers, and some of them, you know, are of their position as representative of Krishna, you know. Like I said, you know, the Guru Vandana prayers, you know, we offer with, say, Prabhupada, you know, only by your mercy we can, you know, become free from this material world, you know, samsara dava navadiya loka, that the spiritual master, you know, showers this rain of mercy that extinguishes the fire of material life, material existence, like that. So so we offer this type of prayers. But, you know, you keeping, and, you know, it goes from the position of the bestower of mercy, of, you know, and it goes then into, you know, like the personal part. You know, you're my Lord and Master, like that. You're, you know, I'm very small, you're so great, you know, you're close to Krishna, you know, you're dear to Krishna. And then, so, you know, when there's in proper context, everything is in place, it's beautiful. But like Prabhupada said, if I actually start now to say, oh, you're God, you know, and like that, then that's an insult. Then it becomes an offense. So, you know, it goes, I mean, the thing that I understand here is that the demigods, you know, although they have the motivation, although they you know, they're approaching, they have proper conceptions. There's proper conceptions. That's what I understand on that. Anything else? Okay, thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.